T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back from the shore, Ike. I was down at Sea Isle. I actually saw Big Daddy one of the nights because he does work down there.
Yeah.
So I went over and I said hello to him. And I was noticed by many by a distinguishable marking on my back.
Did Nick Foles tattoo out?
Yeah, I did.
I didn't get to bring it up to Nick last week.
Yeah, it would have been awkward with me not there or whatever. But, so I would say that it was less than 10, but not far off of 10. Just people on the beach yelling my name. I would say mostly based on being like, oh, look at that tattoo of the Lombardi Trophy and Nick Foles on that guy's back. Johnny Marks!
Johnny Marks!
And I turn like, hey, yeah. Because then you're looking at a beach, and you don't know who yelled at you. So it's almost like you're at the front of the movie theater and people are yelling.
Sure.
You don't know who.
Yeah, you're looking back like, what? Who what?
Yeah, so it's kind of weird. She's looking like an idiot looking. I was noticed a lot at the beach because of the Foles tattoo.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's great. My wife loved it.
There you go.
Yeah. Bovada odds just released minutes ago. Odds to win the 2019 NBA Finals. Mm-hmm. Warriors, 21-20. It's just essentially even money.
Even money.
Lakers 7-2. They're the second. Which
really?
Yeah, I think a lot of that is.
I know a lot of people are gonna put money on LeBron's team. Lakers fans.
Correct. Yes, you'll get more Lakers.
By the way, I'm out.
So you're officially out?
In case people didn't get the memo, I'm out. Told you. He signs with the Lakers, I'm out.
So is this a lifetime ban or just till he's gone?
Until he's gone.
Okay. And then you're back.
Well, it depends on how I feel when he's gone, after he leaves.
Kobe? Kobe was working behind the scenes to get him there?
That's okay. I'm cool with that. It has nothing to do with me.
So you're out.
I'm out.
All right. We'll take you.
And I'm older, so who knows if I'll go back?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Who knows if I'll go back? I'm older. I mean, my Laker days could be in the rearview mirror.
Yeah.
I already wasn't all that happy about Lonzo and his nonsense.
Oh, God.
It wasn't as if I've been in love the last 5 years.
It'll help if the 76ers do the right thing and make the frickin' trade for Kawhi Leonard.
That's right.
All right, so the Lakers are 7-2. Mm-hmm. Celtics 4-1.
Mm-hmm.
Third best odds, first, obviously, in the Eastern Conference. The Rockets at 13-2. So essentially 6.5-1. And then the Sixers at 12-1.
I would have.
So they're fifth.
That's fifth?
Yep.
I would have the Warriors, the Celtics, the Rockets.
Then the Lakers.
Then maybe the Lakers and the Sixers.
Well, it's like you said, Vegas realizes that a lot of people will bet the Lakers just because of LeBron. It doesn't necessarily have to make a whole lot of sense.
And I actually got to give LeBron a little bit of credit. Even though I don't like the decision of him going to the Lakers, I got to give him a little bit of credit because this was a little different than the other two. He didn't go to a stacked team.
It was over too soon.
He wasn't waiting to see who else went there first in order for him to go. That lets you know that's where he wanted to be. And the whole stuff about, you know, this isn't a basketball decision as much as it is a quality of life decision. He's thinking about his post career. And so, you know, his legacy isn't going to change. He is what he is. He's one of the game's greatest players ever. And I think he is okay with that. And if he happens to win, doesn't mean he's not going to try to win, but if he happens to win, so be it. But if not, I think he has his eye on a bigger picture, which is life after basketball. And that's why he signed a 4-year deal with the Lakers.
Yeah,
I think he's done chasing. Right, I think he's done with the whole one and
you know what it is
one and one all that.
I think it's three with the player option for the fourth.
It is.
So he's gonna have one more contract left after this, probably. Well, right?
You know he got to have an escape clause. You know that he got to in case that thing just turns into a dumpster fire. He has to find a way out of there.
So what does he do?
But at least he's there for 3 years. We don't have to do this again for 3 more years.
He goes back to Cleveland to try to win one all over again. He goes. You know what I mean? Like, it'll be the process 4.0.
I think he stays in L.A.
Yeah.
I mean, that fourth year, his son would be in high school by the end. Like, I mean, I think he stays in L.A.
Honestly, Ike.
Yeah. By the way, they don't win.
No, probably not.
Unless Golden State breaks up.
You're three, maybe?
That's the only way you win is if Golden State is broken up by losing either Clay or either losing Kevin Durant.
Kawhi there? Hmm? Why?
I think even getting Kawhi in L.A. isn't enough.
Get some closer.
Well, sure. I mean, he's been in the finals. He knows what it's like to get beat upside the head.
Let's
he
go.
Get close all he wants.
You're right. And also we're asking.
Get close all he wants.
We have Kevin Hart tickets to the Irresponsible Tour. The best caller with the question of the thing you can't get into. Ben can't get into the World Cup. He tried. He can't get into it. We've had some decent responses so far. Magic the Gathering, the card game, rap music, concerts people can't into. Ike and I can't get into the Game of Thrones. We just aren't interested. So what can't you get into? Scott Chestnut Hill, give me what you can't get into first, Scott.
Nouveau foods. You know, scallops with watermelon, steak with things I don't even recognize. You know, come on already. Stop trying too hard.
That's awesome. That's a great answer.
Well, you're not going to like the rest of my call.
All right, go ahead.
Started there. I don't know what – I had to pull over the road because I'm about to go through Belsnall Road and lose you. Mm-hmm. I pulled over to the side because I can't decide what dopey point you made that I want to react to.
All right.
And I listen to dopey points for a living. So I'll start with the 15th pick gone isn't a good draft pick. Do you know where Kawhi Leonard was drafted, by the way? Take a guess.
No, it's 16. 15? Right. Yeah.
15, great.
Well, let me ask you this, Scott.
Hold on,
let me ask you this. So what are the 76ers waiting for then? Why don't they draft that guy now? They haven't drafted that guy now. That's the point.
No, the point was you can't get anybody up to 15.
No, the point is the odds of getting a guy 15 and below, being the Sixers haven't drafted a guy that has done anything, is the point. Yeah, you could get a guy, sure.
Point, actually. Second point.
Well, I said 20s.
Go ahead.
Three other things. One, Kawhi might be injured. He might be a head case. And maybe he's going to L.A. How do you – I mean, this process I've had to endure for 5 years. Mm-hmm. Do I really want to give away most of my assets for 1 year of a player? And do you think LeBron and him haven't talked on LeBron's background? I mean, it might be LeBron just waiting years for Kawhi to go to L.A. And that's already done behind closed doors.
Like with Paul George, right? Like with Paul George.
Well, maybe. I'm just saying there's a possibility that that's already been done.
Yeah.
Scott, I agree. All of that stuff is possible. I mean, it's all possible. It's all possible. Just like
he might be injured, he might be a head case, and he might go to L.A. I have to say, I'm afraid of those. That's a poker term. And then I got to hope that, you know, I didn't go up the store three draft picks and two good players. I mean, it's way too much for that much risk.
What two good players?
I mean, I love Dario. I love Cove.
Yeah, that's a problem right there. And here's the thing.
We three draft picks is way too much. You're going all in with a bad hand. You're giving up
five two draft
guys
picks
for maybe
then.
A year.
Two draft picks.
Maybe, but not the Miami pick. The Miami pick could be a top five pick.
Well, it could be. See, here's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying could be, but then you're assuming that it's going to be like that. We don't know what's going to happen in that any of these draft picks.
Yeah, all the could be's is really just how you truly feel. It's another way of saying I'm scared, because you're thinking of the worst case scenario. Like, that's what you're thinking of. I mean, if the Sixers were thinking this way, they wouldn't be in on Kawhi Leonard. We wouldn't hear that the Sixers have made offers, that the Sixers have been aggressively trying to get Kawhi Leonard. Like, so if they were worried about all these things that you all are worried about, they wouldn't be in on this.
Yeah.
So unless you feel like the Sixers don't have a clue of what they're doing, meaning Brett Brown and the rest of these guys, what do you think they're on the phones doing right now?
Yeah, they know.
They're trying to trade for Kawhi Leonard. Now, if your argument is the amount you're giving up for Kawhi Leonard, that's different. We're just going off speculations. I'm just giving you what I would give up. I'm perfectly fine with giving up Covington, Dario, and the three picks. Or Covington, Dario, Zaire, Smith, and two picks. I'm okay with that. Maybe the Sixers aren't.
And yeah, maybe they don't have to give up that much.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Or maybe they don't have to give up that much. But the idea that this is something that's foolish because of all these red flags and concerns, well, guess what? The Sixers are in on Kawhi Leonard. They're trying to get him.
So here's one
of with all these concerns that everybody has about him, they are trying to get him. And they know they have to give up Covington and Dario and something else. And they're willing to do it. knowing that he may leave after next year.
So when I say that and we say that it's a no-brainer that you do the deals we're speaking of right now, well, there's word out there that the Spurs are saying, what are you guys talking about? If Markelle Fultz isn't included in the deal, there's no deal. Zach Lowe on his podcast had the following to say.
I will tell you this. Robert Covington, Dario Saric, and the Heat first-round pick, as nice as that first-round pick is not going to do it. Dario Saric is a very good player. He's a legit NBA starter, a fourth or fifth starter on a good team. I believe he is 3 years younger than Kawhi Leonard. It's not as if he's a baby. I'm going to look up his age right now because I did this all this morning. Robert Covington is a very good player. He's a fifth starter on a good NBA team, and I mean that as a compliment.
I agree.
He is older than Kawhi Leonard by something like 200 days. And the Heat pick could be good. It could be bad. It could be whatever. Nobody knows. That's not getting it done.
The deal is not getting done
unless Fultz is in the deal.
There you go. And you know what, Ike? I would tend to agree with it. When I see that's what I can't understand why people, the listeners and the people that are tweeting us and calling us, it's a no-brainer to me. The Fultz isn't a no-brainer.
Right. The Fultz isn't a no-brainer.
We can have a conversation about that.
Right.
But the other deal is like, where do I sign? Where do I fax this to?
Yeah, and I would imagine the Sixers are trying to keep Markelle Fultz out of the deal.
But frankly?
If I'm the Spurs, do you want Markelle Fultz or Zaire Smith?
Well, I you don't know what they think about Fultz. They may have loved him in the draft. You don't know. Honestly, if I'm substituting Fultz for maybe Dario,
You mean keep Dario and send Fultz?
Yeah. Like I'll tell you, listen. Okay. It's Fultz.
Okay.
It's Fultz. Do I want to do that? No, of course not. Do I want a chance at getting a top five player and keeping him here? Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
I would try to send Zaire before I did Markelle. Mm-hmm. I would try to. But if they want Markelle, then you got Zaire Smith here.
Yep.
I mean, you got Zaire here. You just drafted him and Landry Shamet.
Yeah, and you got Furkan and TLC and all these other great first-round draft picks people want. 888-729-94.
Furkan and TLC.
Yeah, and I haven't heard anybody calling and say, no, you can't trade Roke.
Yeah, I ain't heard that one yet. You can't trade a first-team all-defensive player. I haven't heard that one yet.
All right, remember, tonight, the replay of the big game on the NFL Network, 8 p.m., and we're watching it on the Marks and Reese Show like it's the original game. So watch it with us on Twitter and Facebook, at Marks Reese WIP. That's how we'll do it. And then tomorrow we come in at 2 o'clock, and we react like it's the day after the Super Bowl. Only this time, Mike, we know the result now.
We know the result.
Ike just hotline, 215-625-6586. Get in with your thoughts, your comments on Kawhi Leonard, and if you would include Markelle Fultz, I would.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.